I'm Karen Trope, and I am a producer for KNOM.
Hey, it's Lauren. I'm a producer.
And my name's Tyler, and I'm also a reporter.
And then I am Davis, news team. The theme for tonight's audio blog is going to be adjustments. Anything and everything that you've had to adjust to.
I think the first thing that I think about when I'm thinking about adjustment is when I'm on the radio, and also whenever I'm reading anything out loud for a period more than 60 seconds, I develop like a radio voice now. So if I'm reading something, I don't have anything I could read.
Yeah, go ahead, give us a
if I read this package of wipes, like all of a sudden I'll just shift into it. Like, made with Tencel, wipes derived from trees grown using sustainable farming practices. This eco pack uses less plastic than containers, has a moisture lock lid, and it's easy dispensing. So it's just like I've never really been used to speaking in a public manner before, and now like I find it. I noticed earlier today during my on-air shift that my ability to speak longer sentences without having to take breath of air was longer than when I first started like a month or so ago. So I've just already noticed like changes with like how my diaphragm works and how I like enunciate and emphasize different words.
Oh yes, absolutely. Breathing control and like you mentioned, your diaphragm, and then also your pacing and just your overall pronunciation. So it all changes.
I know in news, as far as keeping the realm of technical skill, me and Davis are both definitely faster writers. And definitely, you know, you pick up on those skills that make it, you know, we know what a story is now. We know what's newsworthy to the region. And so I think, you know, it's that natural progression of getting better at your job. And we're all seeing that.
Truth. Lauren, jump on in.
My listeners may be surprised to hear this, but Lauren in the morning was not always a morning person. In fact, I'd say I was known amongst my friends as being someone who slept in particularly late, sometimes horrifyingly so. But I so far have not slept through a single morning. Knock on wood, everybody. Because it could happen, and it's my great fear. But so far, I have made it to everyone. I've been perky and excited to start my day with radio. Okay. I'm not being sarcastic, even though it sounds like I am right now.
Tyler, any adjustments you've made since you've been here?
I think one of the adjustments I've made is I've been going to the gym on a regular basis. Which would shock anyone from home, you know, getting some new hobbies. Because it used to be, when I was home, one of my hobbies was radio. And then radio is my job. If radio were to be my hobby now, I'd be doing radio 24/7. And I can't do radio 24/7. And so I've had to adapt and actually, like, develop interests. So I've been doing more reading. You know, we started a book club. I've been going to the gym. I've been, you know, running. So I think I've adapted in just what I'm interested in.
Let's talk about one more adjustment that I really wanted to hit on and just get all your input is adjustment to living in this community. And by that, I mean like meeting people in this community, doing things out in the community, kind of like adjusting to being a part of this community. How do you think that's gone so far?
I think when I first came to Nome, I thought, a town of about 3,600, I don't know if that number is correct, people, that's like a fair size. And then getting to know people in the community, I'm realizing how small it truly is. And like, I'll see one person, then I'll later connect a name to the face, and they'll start popping up everywhere. I think everyone in this community has like many different hats that they put on. So like, it's really great that everyone's involved. At the same time, I'm just amazed that once I start to get to know someone's name, like, they pop up in the most, like, unusual places.
Yeah, like, the woman who runs a bakery in town also sees me at the school board. And so, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, oh, I didn't know you worked at Baring Tea. That's crazy ridiculous. But I come from a small town background where you're not really anonymous when you go places. So in that essence, the transition has been easier. But I think the most interesting transition that I think we've gone through as a house as well, unless, you know, I don't want to speak for y'all. So if I'm wrong, correct me. But it's been interesting that out of everyone we've met, we haven't really met anyone who's been a recent college grad. There are other volunteers at other places like the National Park Services, but, you know, we're kind of like the only fresh out of college people I think we've met, right?
I'd say definitely that we've met, but I wouldn't say that, like, we're the only people out there.
Yeah, not
there.
Just what we've met, though.
Yeah.
There's not a huge pre-existing community of college grads.
Yeah, and speaking about, you know, college in general, there are some college-age people here, which is great. Shout out to Rosa Schmidt, who has returned to college with her friend Shay. She was probably the first person I met, anyway, outside of the K&OM volunteer crowd when I first got here, because she just came over to the house and was like hanging out with Emily and Mitch and Maddie and was like, oh hey, let's take you guys out. So definitely gonna miss her, but like in general, I'd agree with Tyler. It seems like even though if there are people who recently graduated from college still living in Nome, they're hard to find, kind of thing. Lauren, what do you got?
I think the four of us have all had a really good attitude towards trying new things. I think we all, for the most part, say yes to everything, to every event that's going on in the community and every offer we get from other people, which is nice because the activities that we're doing are things that we're so not used to, and I think it's good of us, we can pat ourselves on the back, that we're trying all of these things out and not being afraid. And I think in general, the town kind of has that attitude that when something's going on, everyone shows up. And that definitely doesn't happen in larger cities where I think events will attract a very specialized crowd. But here it's like when there's something going on, everyone wants to go to it. And you know you'll see all your friends there and it'll be a good time.
What specific instance or activity or a thing that you've experienced so far is something that you've only been able to experience here and that you had never experienced before coming here?
I would like all of our audio blog listeners to know one of the things I tried was holding a dead beaver. Not as bad as I thought it'd be. Going saning. It's kind of weird to summarize it, but like I've experienced a lot of new cultural things.
Right.
And that's been great.
I could do this elsewhere, but for me, this was my first time in Nome, but my first time going out and recording audio during the 4th of July street games. Like, that, like, my heart pounding in my chest and, like, me going up, like, asking people, trying to get them to, like, play along with what I wanted them to do, to get them to, like, narrate, like, you know, this toddler running down towards, like, the finish line and, like, having, like, amazing, like, commentary from that and just, like, being out there with the headphones on, with the Marantz, like, the audio recording device around my neck, like, holding a microphone and, like, representing K&OM, like, was such a terrifying and also, like, exhilarating experience for me and, like, so far has been repeated with everything else that I've done with recording audio, but just, like, that initial, like, being thrown into the mix is, like, something that I'll probably never forget.
When we visited Gamble, it was my first time riding in a tiny plane. I had never been camping before I came here. When we went camping on our fishing trip, that was like my first time sleeping in a tent overnight. That was cool.
Yeah. Kind of to echo Lauren's things, there are kind of a couple of things I would love to say, but I feel like either I can't due to legal ramifications or I just shouldn't put into this audio blog. But no, yeah, there are definitely a lot of things out here that I couldn't do back home or in Syracuse. And I think one of those is eat fresh salmon and like fillet it myself and then smoke it and then eat it. So go through the entire process.
K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K-K
Audio blog.
Audio blog.
Bye.
Bye.